safe and fun for the whole family. 88.9 Shine FM. Every Wednesday, we check in with Kimberly Eckert from Eckert Psychology and Education Center for Parenting Moments. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, resiliency. This has been a good topic, and we're on day three here. We've based that, I guess you've based the talk on Rick Hansen's latest book, Resilient. And the quote I'm going to share with you today for segment three, three reasons to be for versus against yourself and enjoy life. When we treat others with respect and caring, the best in them usually comes out. Much the same would happen if we could treat ourselves the same way.
Yeah, so one of the things that Rick does a great job of is helping us to imagine treating yourself like you do a friend. You'd be encouraging, warm, and sympathetic. You wouldn't pour salt in your wounds. You'd help yourself heal and grow. And think about what a typical day would be like if you were on your own side. Would you appreciate your good intentions and your good heart? Would you be less self-critical? In Chapter 1 of Resilient, Rick Hansen tackles why it is good to be good to yourself. The golden rule, he says, is a two-way street. Second, the more influence we have over someone, the more responsibility we have to treat them well. And let's be real, we have a lot of influence over ourselves. Mm-hmm. And third, being good to yourself is good for others, because ultimately it makes us more gracious to those around us.
Okay, and I then like that. Three reasons to be for versus against yourself. And you've got another topic here, enjoy life. I got another quote for you, Kimberly.
Yes, let's go.
Enjoying life is a powerful way to care for yourself. Enjoyable experiences lower stress hormones, strengthen your immune system, and helps you settle back down.
Yes, and the book talks about how we become more motivated about certain things like exercise or eating right or pushing through tough projects when we can focus on what's enjoyable about them. And this naturally draws you into doing them. And for those of us who share the Christian faith, we talk often about the promise of an abundant life with Jesus. It is when we pause and notice the blessings and plan for what I like to call drops of joy or foretaste to heaven in our day that we restore ourselves so we can return to God's calling on our life.
Very nice. Oh, I like that. Drops of joy. That's great. Very nice to hear. Well, we'll continue this resiliency topic next month. I guess wrap it up for the month of April next week. Next week, not next month. And did want to let you mention you got some new staff members there, or a new staff member.
So Kimberly Calhoun has joined our team. She's a child therapist, and with her joining our team, we've also come up with a way to have our play therapy room opened again and still following COVID protocol, and we're so excited about this. For over a year, it's been much tougher to serve our child clients, and we're so glad that they can come back here to Eckert Center and get the support they need.
Okay, awesome. And of course, you can find out more about Kimberly and her team and book an appointment, eckertcenter.com, or call 403-230-2959. And of course, we have a free consultation to give away once again, Kimberly.
Yes, today's for the keener, number one.
Oh, be quick, 403-276-8888. Thank you so much, Kimberly, and we'll continue this topic next week.
Thank you, Mike.